collecting anything, food of any sort in the countryside, having any little homemade
ways? The only thing I've ever heard of people collecting, if they go to where there's some company now, we say, are up to the dump, the cinders. See what I mean?
Yeah.
You have cinders now, so if you had a place like Thompson's now, where there was a lot of coal used, and the place where there was coal used, they'll take their rubbish to the dump, and you had people up there and they're sifting for the cinders.
Yeah.
They'd get a bag of cinders, or maybe a half bag of cinders, and you couldn't have better for heating than better than the coal. You could put the cinders, throw them into the fire, and you had a red hot fire. There's no flame, red.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I could remember now, like people saving things and things like that.
What about trying to catch a few fish in any of these streams or little crayfish?
No. They all might go fishing with a fishing rod.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't think about that. But I've never gone that way anyway. Like.
No. Can you remember... would have been rabbits around, or a small game?
No, we often went out for rabbits.
Yeah.
We caught a few of them, but I never had a heart for killing anything.
No.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, for instance, fishing even.
Yeah.
If I had to go and catch a fish, I wouldn't have the heart.
No.
You catch him, you give him to me dead, but don't ask me to kill him.
Yeah. So, did you during the Second World War period, can you remember going to the movies and maybe seeing news footage of the war?
Yes, you'd see a lot if I went to that. I used to go to 2 pictures a night.
Yeah.
I'd go in at 7 o'clock, come out at 9 when the first show was up, go somewhere else to see another show. Pictures night and day. And at present, I haven't seen a picture for years.
Yeah.
But you see all parts of the war, like, but are they all, you know, fixed up to suit themselves
again?
Probably are. Yes.
Yeah. Did you think when you saw film news footage at that time of like the Nazis, Nazi Germany, and Britain being bombed, were your sympathies with Britain, or were you worried that the British would lose? What might happen?
You
would
not.
Or weren't you very sure?
All that worried us that the war didn't come
to Ireland,
and that's all that worried us.
But
from what I see, from what I hear, you had the Germans coming in to help Ireland in the 1916. Now, I wasn't there then, but I'm just what I'm hearing, like, they say, coming to me. You had the Germans, they'd be off at Kinsale, maybe, and they'd bring in guns or whatever the case maybe, they say.
Yeah.
So, that's all I'd know or hear about anything like that.
What about after the war? When did you first become aware of some of the terrible things the Nazis had done, like in Europe?
Only what we read on the paper then, and what we could see on the screen.
Were you shocked by that?
Well, normally, of course, we were shocked, but we have to take it, and that's that, like, and what about it?
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. So, in a way, the war didn't sort of impinge that much on you.
It did not, no. But as far as I hear, there was a few planes came down here,
Dublin,
I think, was bombed accidentally, like they didn't realise. But the planes that did come down here, they were very happy to be here.
Right.
It was like home away from home.
Safely out of
they
the
were
war.
Safe. They had their. They got a little bit of grub, and there was no such thing as shooting for them.
No.
And they were a bit safe, so they were happy to stay here.
Yeah. Can you remember any German or Italian servicemen being interned here or anything?
No, I would not, no.
And can you remember any